Let's take a look at how we could use .env as a way to manage our environmental variables. As a real quick side note, I'm actually going to close off this video taking a look at how we could add in environmental variables into a website that we may have deployed out to Azure as well, so you can see how you're going to do that on the other side after you've done your deployment. But first up, .env. I've already set up my environment. See what I did there? See, environmental environment. Anyway, so I've already set up my environment. I've got my virtual environment already created. I've told my Python little PowerShell down below to go ahead and use that. So we're all set. And I've already set up my requirements.txt file. Now for that .env package, the name of it is actually python-.env. So I've got that inside of my requirements text, and I'm gonna go ahead and install that like we've already seen using pip install r and then our requirements.txt, and that will do the installation. Now while that's doing its thing in the background, I'm gonna go ahead and create a brand new file that I'm gonna call .env, and .env is simply going to be a series of key value pairs that we're going to use for our environmental variables. So it might be something like this. Maybe it's password or whatever it is that you might have equals don't share this value. Or whatever it is that that you might have. Maybe I've got, instead of that, let me put it that way just to make sure that we don't mess anything up. So there's our sample little password. Okay. Now, it's also worth highlighting for those of you that are using Git, that if you've, when you set up your gitignore, make sure that you add .env into there, so that way you're not accidentally publishing out your .env file. Don't do that. You're basically back now to hard coding in values and sharing that out. Again, not a good practice, not a good idea. Okay, so let me close that out, and I've got my .env. I'll go ahead and just leave that there, and let me go into my app.py. So let's start adding in the appropriate code for .env. So I'm going to say from .env import and our load.env. Now again, we need to do our load.env just like that. If you happen to put your .env file somewhere else, you would specify that as a parameter. I just always leave it as .env inside my root. It's the easiest thing for me to do. Now, let me go ahead and say import OS to bring that in. And now I can say password equals, and we'll say os.getenv, and then password, just like that. And then we'll go ahead and print out our little password. By the way, the reason I'm seeing green squigglies here is because I've got a spell checker installed. If you're a developer, or at least if you're anything like me anyway, you have a lot of typos, so that's why I'm getting green squigglies. If I went ahead and just added that into my dictionary here, we'll make that go away. There we go. So now no more green squigglies. So there's my code. We'll go ahead and print out our password. Let me save that, and let's go ahead and run that. This is under my app.py, hit enter, and voila, there is my little don't share this value. So that's how you can use .env as a nice little way to put your secure information, put your connection strings, all that stuff off to the side, and be able to load that in, not hard code anything, and more importantly, not share any of that publicly. Now let's take a look at how we're going to do this, say inside of a web app that we've deployed into Azure. So I've loaded up the Azure portal. I'm going to go under App Services here. And then right here, I've got a little web app that I've created before, Geek Trainer Testing. I'm going to open that up. And then what I'm going to do is scroll down to Configuration. That's the option that I want right there. Under my configuration, what you're going to notice over on the right-hand side is my application settings. my application settings are simply key value pairs, and you'll notice that it's already hiding those values. So that way you can see what the names are, but you're not accidentally going to display any secure values here. So now I could go in and add in my application setting. Sample is what I'm going to call this. This is a sample value, and then click update. And just like that, I've now added that in as my app settings for my web app. Now, how would I bring that in? Funny you should ask. It's the exact same code that we've already seen. The way that I read those application settings is by simply saying os.getenv, specify the name, and away we go. It's also, again, worth reiterating the fact that when you're using .env, you can leave this code right here already there. Everything is still going to work just fine. So I don't need one code base for when I'm doing my local testing and a different code base for when I deploy this out. One code base, publish it out, away you go. That's it. Again, just make sure that you don't publish out that .env file. And that's how we can use .env to help manage those keys, those settings, and where we can put them inside of a web app, inside of app services.